proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
The greatest weather in the world. I'm standing outside here. It is 59 degrees. It's a very slight cool breeze, and the sun is shining, and I have a view of the Sierra, the mountains here. I'm in front of over 6 acres of recreational vehicles at Western Skies RV. I love these outdoor shows. I love being outside. They wanted to put me in a clown outfit and stand alongside South Virginia here, waving you in. There were intense negotiations. I talked them out of it. But anyway, family-owned and operated Western Skies RV. This is, I officially kick off the annual spring RV show and sale on location here at the dealership with over 6 acres. I measured it, over 6 acres of RVs. This is the largest RV show and sale in Nevada. It is, I've been told here that they do a RV show in Las Vegas, and this is bigger than the one in Las Vegas. Yes, that's how things should be. I'm John Potter, live and local. Of course, Phil is manning things at Carson City, running the show. I'm outside on South Virginia Street with Mr. Craig Moss. Is it really obvious I only shaved half my face? You spotted this like 8 feet away from me.
Well, it's because it's a big splotch of red where I can see the blood had dripped.
I tell you, those cheap razors at Amazon, just the bane of my existence.
You get what you pay for. It's like going to China for a razor.
Craig, the reviews, 34,000 reviews for these razors, and the ratings were good too. That's my go-to. The biggest number of reviews and the highest rating, and I thought, wow, so I bought like 100 of these things, 100 of these razors, and I'll be damned if I don't use them. I'm not going to throw them away. My good money went to it. Folks, you will just have to deal with half of my face unshaven because they don't work. You shave one side and you can't get the little whiskers out. I'm not going to get into it. Now you're getting me upset. This is a celebration. This is the annual spring RV show and sale on location here at Western Skies RV. I'm here till noon. I mentioned the perfect weather. It's 59 degrees where we are standing, and we notched yet another record high yesterday, 88 degrees in Reno, and that is 4 in a row for Reno. And, of course, it's spring now. Spring's a little different this year. It came right after fall. Because of the warm weather which hit us weeks ago, I put the truck in storage. And you needed the truck because we have equipment that we have to take back to the station after this live broadcast. So that's why I was a little late, why I kind of rushed with the shaving.
Until you said something, I didn't even notice it was one side was done and one side the other wasn't.
You know, you could have been polite.
I said it in front of three people.
And not mentioned it. Yeah, they're all going to come out and see the half-shaven face. But when I put the truck into storage, I have to put the tarp on it. I disconnect the battery because these vehicles, these cars now, you can't do that. You can't store a car. It'll drain your battery with all these electronic gizmos always working behind the scenes.
Well, what I do is I have a trickle charger. So it's already always on there. I plug it in and all it does is keep the battery charged.
I bought one, yes. But I miss the days when we would go out to the front of the vehicle and turn this crank.
Oh, the Model T, the Model A.
Model T, right. Okay, so, yeah, lots of references, of course, to because of the heat wave, a lot of references to climate change in the news. Beware the, it's the hottest ever, and the highest winter temperature in our history. Okay, we've only been recording temperatures for, like, I think maybe 200 years. Out of 4.6 billion years of the Earth. And I get a kick when they say, well, we just beat a record high set back in 1939. Oh, So there was climate change back then, too. Okay. I see no real wet storms for the next 10 days. There are 10 days left in March, so we're not going to have a miracle March. Maybe hope for an ample April. You know, a lot of melting going on, and I think there's still an avalanche warning in the mountains, too, or maybe not, because the peaks are noticeably very skimpy this morning. Anything you want to say, and without mentioning my whiskers? Okay, great. Big day for the Wolf for the Wolfpack today. It's been years since Wolfpack men's basketball had their season go this long. They're in the National Invitational Tournament. This week they have their first postseason win in 8 years. Tonight, 6 p.m., here at home at Lawler. Not here at the RV place, no. It's at Lawler. They play Liberty University. Go Pack. And one more thing I wanted to bring up before we get to the fun RV talk and these beautiful these beautiful things all around here, over 6 acres. I saw a fascinating program last night. The Discovery Channel has a series. It's called 120 Hours Behind Bars. And they did a two-hour episode on the Washoe County Jail on Parr Boulevard. 2 hours, Discovery Channel. They followed around Sheriff Balaam and some of the very fine staff at the jail. Sheriff Darren Balaam, we are proud to have you and all of your jail workers that we saw on the show. The deputies and staff that worked that jail, you really all truly impressed me. I had no idea. Number one, the Washoe County Jail was so massive. You know, we see the front building, you know, where you park your car off par. But they did these aerial shots, and there are several buildings behind that, housing 1,300 inmates, they said. And, yeah, it's very clean. The staff in charge were highly professional, compassionate, strict to the men and women who probably never had any structure in their lives at all. And I was just so very, very impressed with you all. This is something you can be proud of, folks, in Reno. I've done stories in the jail over my 20 years at Channel 2, but I never got to know the staff or the inmates. You know, this show does it very well, so check it out on Discovery, 120 Hours Behind Bars. And you'd think that, oh, this makes Reno look bad to do that. I'll tell you, it made us look like very professional, very compassionate, very strict. And I totally honor those hardworking people dealing with that crowd at the Washoe County Jail. Okay, enough said. All right. Come on by. You're invited. Where are we? We're across from my IHOP. I love IHOP. I don't care what you say. And also across the street from Winco on South Virginia Street. I could go on and on about IHOP, but no, they're paying me to talk about these RVs. The annual spring RV show and sale. We're on location here at the dealership, over 6 acres of RVs. And up next, we're going to talk to a guy who is a real RV expert. Your mind has to be going toward thinking of that with this weather and the fact that another great thing about Reno, we are within like 200 miles of, what is it? I couldn't believe these facts. They're within a 200-mile radius. There are over 200 lakes within 200 miles of Reno. We're located less than 200 miles from Yosemite National Park, also the Black Rock Desert and the beautiful Lake Tahoe National Forest. And the staff here can recommend so many fun excursions because the people who work here at Western Skies RV, they are RV fanatics themselves. And they can show you pictures and they can tell you stories about where you can take the family and the pets too. You know, forget the hotels that don't take pets, man. You can go wherever you want with these RVs, new and previously owned, and rentals too. We're going to take our first break, and then we're going to talk fun talk about RVs and how it's possible to put you in one of these. This is a sale. So it's the biggest one in Nevada. So prices have been Well, we got a list here. We'll go through that next if you're interested. But stay with us. Going to be fun. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time 916.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
So welcome back. We have a new local radio show, and it starts on Monday. It is the Noon News with Jerry Evans and Greg Neft. It starts Monday. It's going to be at noon. That's the Noon News with Jerry Evans and Greg Neft. When word got out about this show, CBS Radio just shut down immediately. Did you hear about that? Yeah. Yeah, freaked them out. New News with Jerry Evans and Greg Neft on Monday. This is Jack Snyder. Hi, Jack.
How you doing?
All right, my friend. Jack is with Forest River RV, massive RV manufacturer based now in Indiana. You moved from California. Indiana's like the capital of RV manufacturing.
That's where it all began, correct.
Why is it that are there special tax deals for RV manufacturers in Indiana?
Well, I won't get into that, but the biggest thing is the work pool we have to pull from.
Experts,
Indiana has a large amount of bodies that we can pull from to work in our plants, so it makes it much easier. Mm-hmm. And moving from California to Indiana last year gave us bigger buying power. Therefore, our units went down. Our
pricing for our freight
went up, but it offset. So we really didn't see a price increase, which is really amazing.
You live in Indiana?
I do not. I live in California.
Okay. I went to college in Indiana.
Oh, whereabouts?
Spent 5 years. Valparaiso, Indiana.
Absolutely.
You know about it.
Yeah, I do. It's a good law school.
It does, yeah. I should have gone to that school instead of arts and sciences and journalism. Yeah, a big mistake. Okay, so what is Shockwave?
Well, that's
one of your products. I've heard about it. What is it?
Well, Shockwave is a West Coast build toy hauler. What that means is it's specially designed to go off road. And when people go off road, they take their ATVs, motorcycles, whatever they're taking. Fits inside our units, and when they get to their destination, they unload it, and then it becomes a big living area and sleeping area. It's a really unique brand, specially designed to go off-road, giving you the creature comforts of your home, but yet still a trailer that you carry your toys in. It's really unique.
Well, that's, you know, I always wondered about that. I see toy haulers, and I think to myself, well, you can't sleep in them. It looks like they're just made to, you know, take ATVs and things like that around.
Oh, but that too. But if you look inside our units, you can come out here to Western Skies RV today.
Uh-huh.
You go in, the kitchen looks like your residential home kitchen. Your bedroom is all of our units have king beds in them. We have wardrobes on either side of the bed.
And this
they
is
are
part,
unique.
This is part of the toy hauler trailer.
Absolutely. Yep.
So all of this is pulled.
All of this is pulled behind your on the bumper and or fifth wheel, which sits in the bed of your truck. It's a little different design, but yeah, it literally you walk in it. Once your toys are out, it looks like you're in a small home.
So what do you call it? It's not just a toy hauler.
Personally, I call it a versatility trailer because there's so much you can do with it. If you don't have toys, the kids have bikes, the kids have fishing rods, I mean, hunting equipment, you name it, you can put it in there instead of putting it in the back of your truck. And everything's there. Your stove, your oven, your microwave, you have it all. Two ACs. Some of our units have three ACs in them. So,
oh, good
absolutely,
Lord.
Yeah.
What is the latest technology in your products, RV, toy hauler, what?
It's always evolving, obviously.
Yeah.
If you look back 10 years ago to what we have today, the efficiency of our generators, we have 6,000-watt generators on board now that will run the whole entire unit. Also, we have solar now. So we have
Solar's improved itself.
Oh, 100%. We have a 200-watt solar panel on each of one of our units out here at Western Sky, and they can add two more panels that have 600 watts that works with an inverter we put on the unit as well. It's an 1800-watt inverter. So what that does, the sun through the solar panels, energizes the batteries. That power, which is 12 volt, goes into the inverter and then kicks out 110 volts. So you have your own electrical grid right there in your unit. You don't have to plug into anything to get power. The only thing that doesn't run is our ACs and our microwave. That's what the generator's for.
Well, that power would be cheaper than the power in my house.
I would imagine so. It's free.
That's a great thing about technology.
Absolutely. So. It's evolving. It's getting better and more efficient and more clean.
Which models do you have here today on site? And, of course, prices have been slashed on them. So,
absolutely.
What do you have, Jack?
We have a 2710 fifth wheel, no slides, open cargo. We have a 2800 fifth wheel, which is identical, but it has a entertainment slide and a wardrobe slide. And then we have the big open cargo 3300 fifth wheel, all ready to look. It's all opened up and ready for the customers to come out and take a look at.
When you talk about these things here, your eyes really light. Folks, you can't see it. You come to life. Your eyes just light up. How did you get in this business? Because you have a true love
of
this outdoor RV lifestyle. How did it all begin? How did it start for you?
Well, it was coincidence. I was in the right place at the right time. But I've been in this almost 22 years. I enjoy it. The people you meet, they're second to none. The RV family is that. It's a family. It's, you go to a campsite, everybody is happy, they're enjoying life, they're making memories with their kids, right? And I'm providing that to them in a way. And I enjoy that. And then, you know, working with people like Western Skies RV here in Reno, it's a family business. And those are the dealerships I really enjoy working with them because they care about their customers, right? They're citizens in their community. They're servicing them. So they're really involved, and I like that.
It's a community in itself here.
Absolutely.
I've heard when you go in there and talk to the people who work at Western Skies RV and you talk about outdoor and RV, they pull out pictures of their own trips.
100%. I get photos all the time from customers. And I'm not the dealer. I'm the manufacturer, right?
You're the manufacturer.
But the customer sends me photos of them camping. So I really enjoy it. It's a fun industry.
Where are your favorite places to RV to?
Well, Mammoth, you have...
I love Mammoth.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, don't ski and I love Mammoth.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is not a bad camp area to go to. They're all enjoyable. You know, everybody has a different flavor. Some people like to go off the grid, and that's... perfect for the Shockwave because you're making your own electricity.
Oh, and we got so much BLM land.
Oh, absolutely.
All around here.
You can explore beyond your explore.
You can live on BLM land for at least 2 weeks. They let you sit there.
Oh, absolutely.
And get away from civilization.
And another thing I didn't mention, speaking of going out for 2 weeks, we have 150 gallons of fresh water on board. That's a lot of water for an RV. So these are meant to go out for a week or two without worrying about too much at all.
It's really silly to bring this up. Here's why I love RV lifestyle. I can bring my cats. There's no motel, not even the chintziest motel will take a cat.
Correct.
So you can live your life instead of going by the rules of somebody else.
Oh, 100%. And if you have kids and you're camping, those are memories your kids are never going to forget. Yeah. I mean, it's bonding. It's really getting back to the family root. I mean, just, you know, what that means. And I think we've lost touch with that a little bit in the past 10 years.
You're telling me.
The families that get out and do these things in these RVs are more connected, they're more grounded, and they enjoy life. And it's really neat to see.
It's a daydream of mine to get away and not listen or watch the news.
Absolutely. 100%.
That's paradise.
It is. No, just unplug all your devices and speak to Mother Nature, right?
So you live in California?
Correct.
Okay. Do you come here in Nevada, northern Nevada, with the RV at all?
I do not. I'm on the road a lot, so I don't get the luxury of going camping, especially on weekends, because I'm usually at a show or training.
You've been to Tahoe,
I have been to Tahoe.
Yes.
I've been to a lot of places. I used to ski when I was a kid, but, you know, when you grow up, you get old, and you work the industry, it's hard to get out there and enjoy it as much as I'd like to.
All right. This is for you and your loved ones to see, camp, outdoors, fun. it's the lifestyle. It's not so much the thing on four or six wheels. It's the lifestyle and living out there. You camper?
I am. I have. Okay. I don't get to do it very often, but yes.
All right. Jack, anything else you want to say? We'll talk to you again before noon.
Yeah, that'd
but
be great.
Any invitation you're offering listeners?
Come on down. Even if you don't want a toy hauler, which I hope you do, come on down. The people at Western Sky RV, they're a family business, and they really do care about their customers. Yeah. I'll leave it at that.
All right, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much. With you. It was a pleasure.
When you come out here, look for Jack Snyder. He's got the name tag on him, and he works for Forest River, a great manufacturer of toy haulers and RVs. And the Shockwave is the toy hauler that we were talking about here at Western Skies RV. This is the annual spring RV show and sale on location here at the dealership with over 6 acres of RV. Set aside some time and pick your favorite and look at those numbers and how they've been. Well, they've been slashed 40% on many of them right now. New and used and rentals too. We're on South Virginia Street across from the Wendy's, IHOP, and Winco on the south end of town. Right across the street. Plenty of parking for you. I'm John Potter. Going to talk health with Derek up next after Fox News on 99.1. And also local news with Greg Neft, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Annual Spring RV Show and Sale. I'm here on location at the dealership. Over 6 acres of RVs, up to 40% off sale prices. The largest RV show and sale in Nevada, bigger than the Las Vegas one. Ha ha. We're at South Virginia Street across from Winco. Hello, Derek Lee. How are you?
Great, John. How are you?
All right, my friend, Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. Always good to update folks on health and new discoveries and your own new discoveries. And here's the newest. This is a catchy name brand here. Epathlon. Did I get it right? Epathlon.
Epathlon is how I view it. I don't know how that's the way it's
I'm way off.
It's close. All the letters are there. It's just the pronunciation. Epathlon.
Epathlon.
Yeah.
Pray tell, what is epathlon?
It's a peptide, and so a lot of times it's used as an injectable. However, it's very bioavailable, so it's great. We can use it as a nasal spray. I believe there's a Russian scientist in the 60s who just... He's the one who really developed all the bioregulators. And so epithalin, or epithalamine, but epithalin is a synthetic version that does the same thing. So it's a chain of amino acids, which forms a peptide. And so what it does is it works on improving the pineal gland, which is a pineal gland is what regulates melatonin production. It's also what helps to regulate circadian rhythm, so it helps us sleep more efficiently. And epithalin also, what it does is it improves telomere production. And so telomeres is the coding, per se.
It's those little things that when they get shorter, that means you're aging, right?
That's right. And so it protects our
genetic
code. Those little things. Those little phalanges that protect things. So what it is it's just a coding, more or less. It's a protection device to protect our genetic code from disappearing or from failing or from falling apart. And so it's believed that the telomeres protects our genetic code. And so they'll keep it safe and intact. And this is epithalin. So there's plenty of scientific studies that support that it rebuilds the telomeres.
I've always wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
Because it horrifies me to think they say the shorter these things get, the closer you are to dying.
That's what the science believes. That's what contributes to aging.
So we got to stop the erosion of these.
Yeah.
And so we put how does this do that?
It gets absorbed through the nasal mucosa, and so it just activates the nasal mucosa on a cellular level. It activates an enzyme called telomerase, which then engages the production of the telomeres. So I believe that's how it works. Somebody more scientific and neurological background might be able to correct me on that, but that's the best way I can explain it. That's logically how I view it. However, that's the end result. as we improve our telomere production. And I've read through many studies over the years. And
these amino acids.
Yeah, they're amino acids.
Which preserve the telomeres.
It rebuilds the telomeres.
Rebuilds.
So if our telomeres is decreased so much that our genetic code is actually kind of falling apart, that's what science believes is part of the contribution to diseases as we age. It's what can be viewed as that's part of why our immune system isn't as strong as we get older, is that telomeres start to shorten. And so if we can rebuild those telomeres, which based on this product we can, it's about being consistent. It also provides demonstrations that it can improve skin elasticity, skin health. It works on hormonal support, especially for premenopausal, menopausal women. It helps with, there's a lot of different benefits to it. It helps with sleep, helps to regulate hormones, helps skin quality, helps with melatonin production. It really helps to just balance out the generalized functionality of everyday life.
Epithalon. Now, it's a nasal spray. Why did you prefer to use this as a nasal spray as opposed to a capsule?
We don't absorb it properly. The intestinal tract will shred it.
Okay.
So it has to either be injected or through a nasal spray. I think there are companies that put it in a capsule. I think the efficacy is only like 10%. And so if you can only absorb 10% of that through a capsule, you're consuming, like, you'd probably consume 500 milligrams to have a 5 milligram absorption rate. Those numbers don't make up. I'm aware of that as I said it. But anyways, I don't think you actually utilize enough of it through a capsule.
Okay, so like one squirt a day of Epithalon?
One to two squirts each nostril twice a day I think is ideal. Mm-hmm. And so that's efficient. And so it's a lot of people inject it. And so I know a lot of people aren't very fond of injections. So a nasal spray has proven that it's, say, an injection, a subcutaneous injection is 100% effective. A nasal spray is 99% effective, so it's a much more viable way and easier to just get it.
You're all excited about this, and for a limited time, which you often do with new products, you have a special value bundle.
Yeah, so what we did is we combined all three nasal sprays into its own bundle, and so people aren't necessarily limited to...
You have other nasal sprays.
We have three. We have three nasal sprays in total right now. And so we packaged all three of those together. Mm-hmm. It's in the nasal spray section. It's also in the new product section.
On the website.
So we it's a value buy. So instead of each nasal spray is $60 to $70. And so we paired all three together for $140. So it's a $50 savings. And so you don't have to have one of each. If people want to, you can just use that as a purchase price in the mm-hmm. notes section. If you don't want one of each one, just write down which ones you want, and we'll just
oh, that's
do that.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's just an easy way for me to provide a discount.
Okay, so Epithalon, what are the other two nasal sprays
copper
in
peptide,
the bundle?
Copper peptide nasal spray.
I took it this morning.
GHK-CU, yeah. That's a peptide nasal spray also. Copper peptide helps to rebuild. It helps to build stem cells. It helps with lung issues. It helps with COPD. It helps with liver and kidney function. There's a lot of benefits to copper peptide. And the other one is oxytocin nasal spray. So all of those things work together to help improve our nervous system, to help reduce pain, to help reduce inflammation. They all work differently, and they all contribute to have similar effects. And so they all work together to have a powerful, beneficial effect with each one of us.
BrainHealthFormulas.com, and look for the nasal spray bundle. And efficiency is a word you said?
That is the word I use this time.
Your body reacts to it instantly with a nasal spray form of delivery. Epithalon. How did you come up with the name Epithalon?
It's not my name. It's a Russian scientist developed it in the 60s.
The Russian? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, he developed all the bioregulators.
How do you find what a Russian scientist did in the 60s?
You have to just learn how to research. And so that's what I've spent a lot of time doing is researching. And I actually enjoy learning about how the body works, how the body can work, and how the information in America is really squashed compared to outside of America. And so I do a lot of research into research articles that are published outside of America, not through American universities.
Right.
Outside from Korea, Japan, the UK, mm-hmm. Oxford University, they have fantastic research documents, research articles, and scientific studies that are...
You have to go there.
The
media is so controlled and bought out.
It is.
That you don't really see these things.
You don't.
Oh.
You have to learn. You have to learn how. So I developed theories upon how the body works. And then I'll start researching that theory. And a lot of times I end up in Japan or Korea or Russia or the UK. And there's always studies already done based on what I believe is groundbreaking. And it's already been published. And a lot of times things have been published like in the 70s or 80s. But it's that information doesn't exist these days. So it's always all the information is out there, but you have to learn how to look for it. And so that's what I value. Is being able to find the information.
We all just get hammered by whatever Eli Lilly or somebody else is marketing.
Yeah, that's the downside.
But you find these things. It's incredible. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want your quick take on this brand new article headline. I've been a neuroscientist for 20 years. I keep my brain strong and healthy by avoiding six things. And I want your take on those six things
okay.
real quick.
Sounds
and then,
great.
Then we'll talk about your other incredible products at brainhealthformulas.com. It's Derek Lee. I'm John Potter. Here at the Western Skies RV, it's hard to put into words because we're talking over 6 acres, the annual spring RV show and sale on location here at the dealership. We are live, set up in a tent here in front of over 6 acres of RVs. The largest RV show and sale in Nevada is going on now. And all the units have posted sale prices. You'll find them up to 40% off. I'm John Potter, live in Local 99. And by the way, we're on South Virginia Street across from Winco. I'm John Potter, live in Local 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:46.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. I'm John Potter, live and local, once again, South Virginia Street. It is the local RV dealer. It's not a chain. It is Western Skies RV, annual spring RV show and sale on location right now. Over 6 acres of RVs, up to 40% off the sale prices. Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com, new article on CNBC.com, headline, I've been a neuroscientist for 20 years. I keep my brain strong and healthy by avoiding the six things. And right then and there, I'm thinking, oh, man, these six things are the things that I love the most, I bet, right? Okay, see if you agree with these, Mr. Lee. These are written by Alex Korb, PhD, neuroscientist, and UCLA professor. He says, avoid, number one, do not ignore your anxiety. Anxiety is a smoke detector, your brain's emotional center, pointing to what matters. Don't get rid of that alarm. Ignoring anxiety makes it harder to tell when to act and when to stay calm.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it gets a bad rap, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But that's what the brain's supposed to do.
That's right.
Number two, don't rely on self-criticism to motivate you. It's not a sustainable form of motivation. It'll only burn you out and make you miserable.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Number three, don't track your sleep quality. Wading through too much data and worrying about it makes you more stressed. What sets the brain up for good sleep is morning sunlight, a consistent bedtime to support melatonin release, and a calming nighttime routine to lower cortisol.
There's a lot of validity to that.
Now, your products actually, the new one instigates a little bit of melatonin naturally,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it invigorates the pineal gland. The pineal gland is what regulates melatonin production and circadian rhythm.
All right, number four, don't multitask. When you need to think deeply or have good judgment, that could... you get a little boost of dopamine every time you focus on something new, but the productivity boost is an illusion. Task switching taxes the prefrontal cortex, and the strain leads to mistakes and mental exhaustion.
I think that's more subjected to an individual-by-individual basis. I can't function that way. I can't do a single thing. If I'm doing something, I'm thinking about something else, and that's how I'm more productive. And I feel more productive when I multitask. And for me, I'm more efficient when I multitask, but I'm single focused. I don't get anything done.
Well, you could train your brain to be that way.
Again,
the brain goes by habit.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm just communicating that this can work for a lot of people. For other people, it might not work as well. So that's more up to the individual, in my opinion.
Two more. Don't invalidate your emotions by always looking at the bright side. Positive thinking is a powerful tool, but it can make you feel worse. Forcing your way to a good outcome by avoiding negative feelings ends up getting in the way. Let your brain release tension and focus on suppressing your instead of suppressing your feelings.
Absolutely. Have the feelings, process it, and then move on.
All right. And finally, don't confuse your productivity with self-worth. Don't rely on ambition to avoid feeling like a failure. It elevates your stress hormones. You get a quick boost of dopamine and motivation, but in the long term, it leads to feeling burned out.
Yep. That's great.
But you don't seem to get burned out.
I do. There's times where I don't get anything done. I just go home early and I sleep. And so I do get burned out.
You are normal.
Yeah, I am. I can push myself really hard and I can push myself really long, but I do get burned out. I do have to shut down.
So you just take a deep breath and remind yourself you're doing your best, and that can rewire your brain and unlock a greater sense of joy and fulfillment.
That's the key, actually, is to always recognize you are doing your best. This is the best I could do today, no matter how much energy we have. That's the best I could do today. Doesn't mean we can't do more tomorrow, but today, that's all I had the ability to do. And so what that does for us as individuals is it takes the judgment off of we didn't get enough done today. And it's that continual judgment that we should have done more, we could have done more, that's what increases the fatigue. That's what increases our self-destruct mechanism. That's what generates the push to have to do more and more and more, when sometimes we just don't have the energy to do more. So if we just accept the fact that this is all I could do today, it means we can start over tomorrow and try to do more tomorrow.
You remind me of my first job. My dad had a copying machine dealership. He sold copying machines. And I was set up to take over the company. And my first job was sales with my dad's company, selling copying machines. And I did well, but at the end of the day, Derek, I was always thinking, well, I did well, but I could have done more.
Yeah.
If I'd worked myself to the bone. And that just kept dragging me down to think that.
Yeah.
You know, so I felt like I wasn't putting 100% of effort into it, even though I was.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have done more. Yeah. I could have done more.
Yeah. That is the biggest limitation to us as humans is we could have done more. And if we could do more.
That gets you down to think that.
That's my point, is that's what limits our ability to succeed, is believing we could have done more. If we could have done more, we would have done more. And so we're always better off to just start over the next day and try to do more the next day. But still, we get limited to the amount of effort we can put into anything.
I want to hear about your latest testimonials.
Oh, great. So we've had a lot of feedback from Hydra. There's interesting information from this. There's been more people that have communicated. They can think more clearly. They can focus more efficiently. They can actually get more done when they take Hydra over any other product that we have. And so what that communicates to me is that's improving lymphatic system. That's improving fluid development in the brain itself. People can think and process. Their brain can function more efficiently by getting fluid back into the cellular membrane in the brain.
You just introduced Hydra, and you're already getting a testimonial.
Yeah, within 2 days. Some people said they have less anxiety, less stress. They feel more emotional, stable. It's amazing what people have been talking about.
Almost sounds like another all-in-one like Restore is.
It's really, I'm really fascinated. Some people have said they have better flexibility. What I've noticed is I've up most of my life, I can't really straighten my legs. So whenever I straighten my legs all the way, it feels like I'm contracting my quadriceps. And so what I've noticed with myself is I'm walking and automatically my legs are straightening all the way now. So that what that communicates to me is that's the lymphatic system in the fascia starting to rehydrate itself. And that's what's providing more flexibility in the tendons and ligaments in my knees. So it's working the way I believed it could.
Okay. Second product you're getting testimonials about.
Second product. Let's see. Dopexil is a big one.
I took it this morning.
People love Dopexil. We get a lot of comments on oxytocin as well, how it really helps with depression. It helps with... That's a nasal spray. It helps with vertigo. Vertigo is a big thing that oxytocin helps with as well. It's fascinating. everyone's different. And so oxytocin for a lot of people has been a great boost in being able to stabilize vertigo.
I sense oxytocin is more of a mood boost.
It is. It's a mood boost. It also, it's a bonding hormone. So it enables different aspects of our brain to connect with other aspects of the brain. It also improves the nervous system. And so when our nervous system is functioning more efficiently, that can be the imbalance, that can be the dizziness, that can be the vertigo. And so it's balancing the nervous system within the brain is what's causing that dizziness.
Next Saturday, we're broadcasting live from your new storefront. You got to be excited about this.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
It can go one of a million ways. And so no matter what, it's going to be fantastic.
Smith Ridge Plaza behind Trader Joe's, broadcasting live for Derek's grand opening. And the name, well, you have the website is brainhealthformulas.com. What's the sign on the building going to say?
Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies.
Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies.
That is our technical name, yep.
All right. We're going to be there. We're going to have a ball during this broadcast.
It's going to be great.
How's setting up inside looking?
Everyone who comes in now says this is absolutely beautiful.
All right.
So Kathy did a lot of work on decorating. Some of her friends and associates have come by, and they just continue to comment how beautiful it is.
All right. Derek, always a pleasure.
Thank you, John.
See you there at your new location next Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
I'm John Potter. The biggest RV sale in Reno, in Nevada, going on now. More after Fox News, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.